Electronic cigarettes. They come in all sorts of shapes and sizes, but none of them have tobacco or produce smoke. They just have a battery that heats up a liquid, often with nicotine, to create a vapor. That's it. But it's a new industry, and with anything new, there's bound to be some backlash.
We do not know right now within the public health and medical community what the long-term effects are of the ingredients of e-cigarettes and what inhaling those ingredients over time could cause on the human body.
Heather Whipfley is the associate director of the USC Institute for Global Health. She says we need more data before we can determine the health effects of electronic cigarettes.
E-cigarettes currently exist in a complete no man's land. We don't want to have to find generations later from now that there's been disastrous secondhand exposures from vapor that we were ignorant of at the time and let other people be exposed to that.
The idea that we should wait 30, 40, 50 years to collect long-term data on electronic cigarettes before anyone in the public health community can seriously recommend them to smokers, it's a perverse interpretation of the precautionary principle.
It's true that long-term data won't be available for a while, but Greg Conley's organization, the Consumer Advocates for Smoke-Free Alternatives Association, sponsored a comprehensive review by a Drexel University professor.
That professor concluded that there was absolutely no worry about risk to bystanders from e-cigarette vapor.
The study says that there is no evidence that vaping produces inhalable exposures to contaminants of the aerosol that would warrant health concerns. But politicians aren't listening. They are preventatively regulating them with local bans all over the country, like bans on using them indoors, essentially treating them like traditional cigarettes.
Users of e-cigarettes who are using them to quit smoking should be encouraged to use those devices in areas and where they're not putting others at risk of exposures.
Our policymakers in government should be making all of their decisions based on science and data, not on conjecture, not on, well, if it looks like a cigarette, it must be a cigarette.
Craig Weiss is president and CEO of Enjoy. Enjoy is a donor to Reason Foundation and a leading manufacturer of electronic cigarettes. He says politicians should instead be embracing this technology that has proven much more effective than government anti-smoking programs.
Despite all of these resources that have been spent by the government, they really haven't made a really serious dent in the last 10 years in the number of people who smoke in this country. And what I think is amazing about what a company like Enjoy is doing is we're using technology, and that's what we do in America. We use technology to solve really complicated problems.
So this essentially boils down to regulation versus innovation. And it's not just local legislation causing concern. Top-down FDA regulations are on the horizon.
What we expect to see are regulations like ingredient disclosures, good manufacturing practices, age verification, things that will prevent youth access to the product.
Now, Craig says Enjoy is fine with some regulation, but what if regulations turn out to be more extensive? How will smaller businesses cope?
If the FDA tries to apply all the same rules that they apply to cigarettes as they do to electronic cigarettes, it would be a disaster. The small and medium-sized businesses would have registration requirements and hundreds of pages of regulations to comply with. Almost every single one of them would likely shut down.
Conley says the FDA is looking into regulating the liquid, or e-juice, which would create all sorts of barriers.
The availability of liquids is what is allowing a lot of these small stores to open and prosper because they're able to mix their own liquid and sell it to consumers without having to go through a big manufacturing process.
All we're doing is steaming up food ingredients to create a steam or a vapor. It's comparable to the steam off of a coffee cup or the steam from a hot shower. Yes, you can see it and it's physically there, but it just kind of dissipates.
Meet Ed Refuerzo. He is co-owner of the vape studio in West Los Angeles, one of the many vape shops popping up, and regulators are worried about their ingredients and manufacturing processes, worries that Ed says are unfounded.
Let's just go over the anatomy of an electronic cigarette. Basically consists of a battery that provides voltage to a heating element. Now the heating element is either soaked in what they call e-juice or e-liquid. We use food grade ingredients. Propylene glycol is USP kosher food grade. Our vegetable glycerin is USP kosher food grade. And we source our flavors from reputable food flavoring companies. Our liquid nicotine is actually laboratory grade liquid nicotine. And that's about it. Those are the four ingredients.
This customizable e-juice also allows for varying levels of nicotine, depending on what the consumer wants and needs. Some don't want nicotine at all.
People would get like a non-nicotine vape juice because they don't want the nicotine. They don't want to feel like they're addicted to doing this. That actually is our best seller.
While Enjoy's stated mission is to help smokers quit, Ed says vape shops like his are becoming more than that. They're creating a new culture of vaping.
That's what this has become. It's something that someone can do that looks cool and feels good and that do with their friends and not have all the harmful effects of smoking a traditional cigarette.
So could e-cigarettes completely replace cigarettes as the new cool thing without the side effects? That's still to be determined, but Weiss is hopeful that the momentum of the industry will quash pointless politics.
The electronic cigarette industry is growing at quite a dramatic pace. It's more than doubled each of the last 4 or 5 years. And we're on pace right now, according to some tobacco analysts, to hit well over $1 billion in retail sales in the United States only in 2013. This piece of technology could have such a potential impact on the world.